Welcome to Night Crossings Jam. I'm Michael Abels. With us in the studio today is Ryan Kuhn, a composer and musician from Hutchinson. Ryan began playing and composing music about 10 years ago. He's a self-taught guitarist who has studied the art of music for 13 years through jazz and classical brass teachings. He also has been teaching guitar locally for several years and continues to hold weekly private guitar lessons. His unique acoustic style caught our attention a few years back, and his music has been a regular feature during our nightly broadcast. Welcome to our studio, Ryan.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What have you been doing lately? It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a couple years since I've been in, and there's just been so much going on. Written a bunch of new material, and I'm getting married soon, and that's really exciting. It's been interesting to balance the solo acoustic thing. And just being a musician and a family man at the same time has been my newest challenge.
Your previous album, Un Sui, is based upon your understanding of Zen. How does Zen figure into your music today?
It's still a large part of what I'm doing, but you know, my personal experiences with being a father and things have really changed that. Like, it's more of an influence now. It's not as much of an influence as it used to be, I would say. The new album's called The Way that I'm going to be releasing. And it's, to me, it's Un Sui was a student of Zen, and now I'm on the path. So it's kind of like a next step for me of my evolution as a musician. You know, it took a while to get the tracks done. It took a couple of years, actually, but I feel really good about it. And I try not to rush anything. So if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, so...
Well, you do have music for us this evening. Would you mind setting up a selection for us?
Yes. This selection I'm going to play is titled Falling. It's going to be on the new album.
Thank you.
Ryan Kuhn in the studio today, joining us for Night Crossings Jam. Thank you for joining us, Ryan. Give us an idea how you go about composing your music.
I still do pretty much what I used to do. I like to really just relax and almost like a it's like meditation where we relax and deep breathing, and but we do it with the guitar and close my eyes and really just feel around the instrument and try different tunings. And in the jazz world, we call it noodling. We do just a lot of it's like noodle meditation. It's really strange, but that's really how I've approached this album even more. I've started to practice more with distraction in a way. Like in the past, it was always like dead silence. And now I almost practice better with something going on. It's really hard to get silence in a house with children and everything else going on. So I've had to adapt to that. And that's really changed my practice methods and things. So I've gotten used to writing music with all this craziness going on. I don't necessarily need the silence anymore, which is interesting. I get different results depending on. So I'm still in that. I'm still in the experimental phase. And I've been doing this for however many years. And it's just it's hilarious that I'm still learning how to do this.
So are we going to hear a baby crying in some of your guitar music?
No, nothing that crazy. But.
Okay. Obviously, you're taking a new way, a new path with this particular music. Do you feel as if you are looking to different types of artists to provide inspiration, or is it all coming from within? Let me know where it's coming from.
Absolutely. Things have my particular music taste, which I don't get asked a whole lot about what my personal like music preferences are. Surprisingly, I think I would get asked a little more often, but I used to specifically listen to more of the acoustic genre, but now I actually don't listen to many solo acoustic players or solo electric guitar players at all. I used to listen to. Now I listen to a lot of Dave Matthews Band and the new vocalist out, Adele. Mm. I like her stuff a lot, and it helps that my fiance is very into this music, and so she has rubbed off on me quite a bit. So I listen to a lot. Now I'm tailoring my lead sound to more of a singer quality versus a guitar player quality. So which I mean guitar players are known for what we do as lead players is copycat instruments. I mean we may want really like a trill that we hear on a saxophone player doing, so we will copycat that. Or what a piano does, there's these smooth finger runs, we'll try to copycat that. So we are in a unique position to copycat anybody and that we want with enough time and practice. So that's that.
Well, tell us about the next selection so you have for us.
The next selection I'm going to do for you is called Dance With Me. It's more of an upbeat tune. It kind of hits on a couple different, I would say dance styles, but it's definitely, the end's a very, like a nice ballad, slow dance style, and the beginning is more of an upbeat, exciting dance style. So I wanted to combine the two. And that, obviously, these thoughts don't come till after I write the music. When I was writing it, I wasn't thinking about any of this. I was just like, oh man, that sounds good. It feels great. Let's just keep going. And then once it's done, you sit back and reflect a little bit like, what did I just do? Okay. Well, I guess it's a dancing song. But it's really interesting. So this one's called Dance With Me.
Well, what was that last piece called?
Oh, the last piece I played was called Dreamer. That's a really neat – it's in a tuning that I don't normally – I typically play in open tuning with D, which has a lot of drop-ins. A lot of the solo acoustic genre we play in this tuning has three Ds instead of two Es on the upper and lower. But this tuning, Dreamer, I played in a standard guitar tuning, but all I did was drop a string down to E. So it's like the E version.
Mm.
And I typically don't play in these tunings, and it was really interesting. It just sort of happened. I was writing the song, and the string just kept – I was like, I have no idea how to play this string properly. It's like, well – just tune it down and fix it. So, call it a cheat or whatever, but it worked. But this is a very beautiful little ballad. It's very simple, and I strive to write great music, and I think that this one really shows off more of the musical composition side. Music doesn't have to be technically proficient. It can be very, very simple and very, very beautiful, and that is just as impactful as a hugely complex composition. So Dreamer embodies what that is.
Ryan Kuhn in our studio today. He has come to play some music for us. He has been working on an album here for the last couple of years, and we are the first to debut some of the great music that he has thought up, composed, and is now playing for us this evening. What's coming up for Ryan Kuhn now? I know you've given us some information about your personal life, but give me an idea what you would like to have as far as your musical career.
As far as my musical career, my real major goal right now is to break into the festivals. I've never had an opportunity to play in a big acoustic festival. I have applied for several. I'm waiting on some replies back. But they're locally in Kansas, we have a great wealth of acoustic festivals. Most of them are bluegrass based or fingerstyle based, but I'm hoping that I can squeeze in somewhere because my genre is so unique. I don't have anybody else to compare myself to with the pick, really, in this area especially. But I'd like to get into the festival scene, and this year I'm going to be doing a lot more shows than I ever have. I'm trying to really get into the open mic nights and the as much public promotion in that manner of doing the third Thursdays and the first Fridays and the final Fridays. And like, there's all this cool stuff going on in the area between here and Wichita, Kansas. And I want to be doing a lot of that. And I have the first album, Sweeze, on iTunes and CD Baby now. You can pay a couple bucks and download each track, or you can download the whole album on there, which is great. And the technology has been wonderful. Just, I got an email the other day, somebody from Australia bought my album. Mm. I mean, I don't. It's not like a big selling point on iTunes for me. I'm not one of those big iTunes making money off of it or anything, but it's just really cool to see every once in a while I get these hits from other countries. And it's such a wonderful feeling to know somebody out there, because of this, has heard my material and enjoyed it enough to pay for it. So that has been really great. So just getting on and getting out there and playing the festivals and trying to get down into some shows in Oklahoma, Colorado. I've got, maybe into Texas, some of the Texas acoustic performance shows, big festivals that they do. It's hard to get into, but if I can, I will.
Ryan Kuhn of Hutchinson performing live in the Radio Kansas studio this evening. Ryan maintains a MySpace page where you can actually hear some samples of his music. And, of course, he mentioned several websites that you can visit and purchase some of the music. In fact, we'd like to hear some more of what you have for us this evening. What do you have coming up next?
I'm going to do a nice piece called Desiree. This one really resonates deep because I wrote it for my fiancée, and her name's Desiree. So when I play these kinds of songs that have deep backgrounds to them, you can really tell the difference. When I perform them, there's a lot more passion involved in it instead of just, it's something that I just came up with on accident. This one, it was the same manner, but when I'm trying to write something, I didn't necessarily write it for her in the beginning, but it tailored to that as I was structuring it. And you can just really tell the difference with things that you're passionate about and when you're writing the material. But this one's called Desiree.
Thank you.
Ah, that was a very nice selection. What was that called again?
It was called Desiree.
Desiree, named after your fiance. Big plans coming up in Ryan Coon's world. And the music is incredible. An album
Thank
on
you.
Its way, but Radio Kansas has exclusive access to some of the music before it hits the shelves. Thank you, Ryan, for joining us in the Radio Kansas studio, and we hope to see you soon.
I hope to be back. Thank you.